Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
My dear friends, today I want to speak to you about the wondrous nature of God's surprises in our lives. In a world filled with uncertainties and challenges, it's easy to lose hope and feel overwhelmed. But let me assure you, my brothers and sisters, that God's timing is always perfect, and His surprises are beyond anything we can imagine. You see, throughout the Bible, we are reminded time and time again of God's faithfulness and His propensity to surprise His children with blessings, provisions, and miracles. From the parting of the Red Sea to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God has never ceased to amaze us with His power and love. So, if you find yourself in a season of waiting, if you're feeling discouraged or hopeless, I want you to hold on tight to your faith, because God is about to surprise you in ways you never thought possible. It may seem like the night is darkest just before dawn, but remember, morning always comes. And those moments when you feel like giving up, remember the words of Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God is preparing something extraordinary for you. All you need to do is trust Him and remain steadfast in your faith. You might be asking, how can I trust in God's surprises when everything around me seems to be falling apart? My friends, I understand your doubts and fears, but let me remind you of another powerful truth. God works in mysterious ways, and His plans are far greater than our own. Think about the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. He was betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, and thrown into prison unjustly. It must have seemed like his dreams were shattered, and his future was bleak, but God had a divine plan for Joseph's life, and in the end, he was elevated to a position of power and authority, saving his family and the entire nation of Egypt from famine. Just like Joseph, you may be going through trials and tribulations right now, but God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating events in your favor. You may not see it yet, but His surprises are on the way. And when they come, they will exceed your wildest expectations. I want to encourage you to keep praying, keep believing, and keep praising God, even in the midst of your storm. Your breakthrough is closer than you think. And when it comes, it will be sweeter because of the struggles you've endured. Remember, God's surprises are not bound by human limitations or expectations. He is the God of the impossible, and nothing is too difficult for Him. So dare to dream big, dare to hope against all odds, because the God we serve is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. My dear brothers and sisters, let's explore further the unexpected ways God's blessings show up in our lives. It's crucial to understand these surprises aren't just random occurrences or strokes of luck. They are manifestations of God's grace, love, and mercy towards us, His beloved children. When we talk about God surprising us, we're talking about moments when He intervenes in our lives, in unexpected ways, bringing about blessings, breakthroughs, and miracles that we never saw coming. These surprises are a testament to God's sovereignty and His desire to shower us with goodness beyond measure. So, in our own lives, God has promises and blessings stored up for us that are waiting to be revealed at just the right moment. These surprises may come in the form of answered prayers, unexpected opportunities, or divine interventions that change the course of our lives. Like the story of Abraham and Sarah in the book of Genesis, despite their old age and barrenness, God promised them a son. Sarah laughed at the idea because it seemed impossible, but God's promise came to fruition. So, God's surprises often require us to step out in faith and obedience. We must be willing to trust God, even when the circumstances seem dire and the odds are stacked against us. It's easy to become discouraged when we don't see immediate results, but we must remember that God's timing is impeccable and His ways are higher than ours. My friends, God is calling us to step out of our comfort zones and trust Him in areas where we may feel inadequate or ill. Equipped, He wants to surprise us with His power and provision, but we must be willing to take that leap of faith and believe that He will catch us when we fall. My dear brothers and sisters, let us now delve into the practical aspects of preparing ourselves to receive God's surprises. While we eagerly await His blessings, there are steps we can take to align ourselves with His will and open our hearts to His divine interventions. First and foremost, let us prioritize our relationship with God through prayer and meditation on His Word. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37:4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." When we delight in the Lord, our desires become aligned with His will, and we become receptive to His surprises. Spending time in prayer allows us to communicate with God, pouring out our hearts before Him and listening for His voice. Through prayer, we can express our hopes, dreams, and concerns, trusting that God hears and responds to our petitions according to His perfect wisdom and timing. Likewise, immersing ourselves in the Scriptures enables us to gain insight into God's character, His promises, and His plans for our lives. As we meditate on His Word, we are strengthened in faith, encouraged in hope, and equipped to discern His leading in our lives. Secondly, let us cultivate an attitude of surrender and obedience to God's will. This means relinquishing control and trusting that God knows what is best for us, even when His plans seem mysterious or challenging to understand. The story of Mary, the mother of Jesus, exemplifies the beauty of surrendering to God's will. When the angel Gabriel appeared to her and announced that she would conceive and bear the Son of God, Mary responded with humility and obedience, saying, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Luke 1:38. Like Mary, let us yield ourselves to God's purposes, trusting that His plans for us are good and perfect. When we surrender our will to His, we position ourselves to receive His surprises with open hearts and willing spirits. Thirdly, let us cultivate an attitude of faith and expectancy. The Bible teaches.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Teaches us in Hebrews 11, one, that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Even when circumstances may seem bleak or uncertain, Let us hold fast to our faith in God's faithfulness and his ability to do the impossible. Abraham, the father of faith, serves as a powerful example of unwavering trust in God's promises, despite being well advanced in years and Sarah being barren. Abraham believed God's promise that he would become the father of many nations. And because of his faith, God fulfilled his promise, surprising Abraham and Sarah with the birth of their son, Isaac. Similarly, let us exercise faith in God's promises, believing that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, as we eagerly anticipate God's surprises. Let us do so with hearts full of faith and expectancy, knowing that he who promised is faithful. Finally, let us remain vigilant and alert to God's leading in our lives. His surprises often come in unexpected ways and at unexpected times. So let us be attuned to his voice and sensitive to his promptings. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells his disciples to watch and pray. Matthew 26:41. Emphasizing the importance of spiritual vigilance and readiness. As we await God's surprises, let us be vigilant in prayer, watchful for his movements, and ready to respond obediently to his call. My dear brothers and sisters, as we prepare ourselves to receive God's surprises, let us prioritize our relationship with him through prayer and meditation on his word. Let us cultivate an attitude of surrender, obedience, faith, and expectancy, remaining vigilant and alert to his leading in our lives. Beloved friends, let us now explore the importance of patience and perseverance as we await God's surprises. In a world that often values instant gratification and quick fixes, it can be challenging to wait patiently for God's timing. However, the Bible repeatedly reminds us of the virtues of patience and perseverance, especially in times of waiting. Patience is not passive resignation, but active trust in God's timing and his faithfulness to fulfill his promises. It requires us to remain steadfast and hopeful, even when circumstances may seem bleak or when our prayers appear to go unanswered. The book of James offers valuable insight into the importance of patience in the Christian life. James 1:3-4 tells us, "For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Patience is not just about enduring trials. It is about allowing those trials to refine and strengthen our faith, ultimately leading to spiritual maturity and completeness. Likewise, perseverance is essential as we await God's surprises. Perseverance is the determination to keep pressing forward, even in the face of obstacles or setbacks. It requires us to hold on to our faith and hope, trusting that God will bring about his purposes in his perfect timing. The Apostle Paul exemplified the virtue of perseverance in his own life. Despite facing numerous challenges and hardships, including imprisonment, persecution, and shipwreck, Paul remained steadfast in his commitment to Christ and his mission. In Philippians 3:14, Paul writes, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Paul's perseverance enabled him to fulfill God's calling on his life and to experience the richness of God's blessings and surprises. As we await God's surprises, let us embrace the virtues of patience and perseverance, knowing that God is faithful to his promises. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. My dear brothers and sisters, as we eagerly anticipate God's surprises, let us cultivate patience and perseverance in our hearts. Let us trust in God's timing and his faithfulness to fulfill his promises, knowing that he who promised is faithful. May we be encouraged to persevere in faith, holding fast to the hope that God's surprises are just around the corner. And when His surprises come, may our hearts overflow with gratitude and praise for His goodness and mercy towards us, beloved friends. As we come to the end of this message, I want to leave you with one final thought. Cultivate a spirit of expectancy in your life. Embrace God's timing. Trust in His plan. And anticipate His blessings with eager hearts. And now, my friends, I urge you to share this message with your loved ones. Let them know about the incredible surprises that await them when they trust in God's timing. Together, let's spread the message of hope and expectancy, inspiring others to live with faith and anticipation. If you found this message uplifting and encouraging, don't forget to subscribe to our channel. By doing so, you'll stay connected with more inspiring content that will nourish your soul and deepen your walk with God. Thank you for joining me today. May you go forth with hearts full of expectancy, knowing that God's surprises await you just around the corner. God bless you abundantly. Now open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, I come before you today, seeking your divine intervention in my life. I am facing a number of challenges that are weighing me down, and I need your help to overcome them. Lord, please heal me from any physical, emotional, or spiritual afflictions that are holding me back from living a full life. I am also struggling with financial difficulties and ask that you provide me with the resources and opportunities I need to overcome these challenges. Help me to make wise decisions with the finances you have given me and to use them to honor you and bless others. Most importantly, I ask for your protection over me and my loved ones. Guard us against any harm or danger that may come our way, and keep us safe from any evil that seeks to harm us. Lord, I trust in your love and mercy, and I know that you are able to do immeasurably more than I could ever ask or imagine. I pray that you would guide me towards the right path and help me to remain steadfast in my faith as I journey through this life. Thank you for hearing my prayer and for your promise to always be with me. I offer these requests in faith, believing that you will answer them according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.